Say, it's time for...
All sweet.
Did you hear what the lady said?
I said, all sweet. All sweet is the margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
Yes, friends, that's what all the ladies are saying. All sweet. The margarine with the delicate natural flavor. Swift, all sweet margarine invites you to meet the meat. Yes, friends, Swift and Company, who bring you All Sweet Margarine and other favorite foods, invite you to meet your favorite radio family, the Mortimer Meeks, who live on Elm Street in Civic Center. Well, once again, it's breakfast time in the little white house with the green shutters, and once again, Uncle Louie leads the rest toward the table.
The beginning of another beautiful day. Another delicious day.
Well, help yourself, Louie. Take double portions. Must be very tiring poking those big pool balls around all day.
Pay no attention to Mortimer, Brother Louie. You're going to help me shop today.
I am?
Yes. Peggy said she couldn't go with me. She's been sewing like mad.
Well, good for her. You know, Agatha, dear, you gave me a very fine daughter.
Good morning, everyone. What were you saying about me, Daddy?
Oh, you weren't supposed to hear, daughter. I mean, after all, your mother and I are entitled to some secrets, aren't we?
Sit down, Lizzie, sit down. The grub in this boarding house is very high class this morning.
Why, thank you, Uncle Louis. And I might return the compliment by saying you're doing a very high class job on it. Oh, my new dress is almost done, Mother. Could you help me out with the neckline after breakfast?
Oh, of course, dear. Perhaps we can make it a little less daring.
Well, Peggy, what kind of a dress is it?
It's the darlingest traveling dress.
Traveling dress? You going somewhere?
No, we're special. But everyone should have one traveling dress just in case they do go somewhere special, don't you think?
Well, I hadn't thought much about it, but now that you bring it up, seems very logical.
Mother, do you remember where you put my traveling bag after we got back from vacation last summer?
Traveling bag? Well, I put it on the top shelf of our closet. A
traveling bag?
Huh? Oh, well, it's a dear. Everyone should have a traveling bag just in case they do go traveling.
Stop being silly, Daddy. I put away some summer things in it, and I want to get them, Mother.
Oh, well, I'll get it down as soon as I clear the table.
Thanks. Spring. Oh, doesn't it just do something to you? I mean, things growing, the lovely buds. The grass getting greener and greener. Oh, sometimes it seems I'm so full of it, I'm going to burst.
Eat your breakfast, Peggy.
Oh, Mother, how can you be so practical? Haven't you ever responded to the call of nature?
Peggy!
Good heavens, what was that?
Oh, dear, can't you recognize nature calling?
Oh, it's Richard, my dream boat. Excuse me, anyone, we've got something terribly important planned.
But Peggy, you haven't been...
I'm not hungry, Mother.
Well, I never.
Yes, you did, dear. I seem to recall one lovely spring when you and I had no appetites at all. Yes.
Go ahead and laugh, Morty. Go ahead and laugh. Be a blind parrot. Have fun while your only daughter skates on thin ice.
Why, Brother Louie.
Huh?
It sure is lucky you've got one man in the world around this house.
Yeah, look, Louie, would you mind exhaling and telling us what this is all about?
Well, it don't take a Sherlock Holmes to see that there's more than meets the eye between him and her.
Him and her?
Huh?
Peggy and Richard.
Peggy and... Oh, but that's absurd. Why, they're only children.
They're only children.
They're just good friends.
They're good friends.
The whole thing's silly.
Silly.
Okay. But it don't take no Sherlock Holmes to add two and two together. How about Peggy sewing a traveling dress? And how about her asking for her traveling bag? And how about spring and the young man's fancy? Well, why don't you two go ahead and laugh some more? At elopement, for example.
Yeah, elopement?
My little Peggy. Oh, no.
Now, dear. Now, please.
Mortimer, we've got to do something and do it right away. We've got to do something. Do you hear?
Yes, dear. I hear. Come on, Sherlock.
Who, me?
Yes, you. Pick up your magnifying glass and your fingerprint outfit. We're off on the case of young love and spring fever.
Did you ever think what a wonderful word always is? It's a favorite of the poet. It's part and parcel of the lover's vocabulary. And songs have even been written about it. Now, one place where always fits most aptly is with All Sweet Margarine. Yes, All Sweet is always delicate, always naturally flavored. All Sweet contains at least 15,000 units of vitamin A, always. All Sweet tastes the same, always. Yes, every pound of All Sweet is always consistently good, always. And you know, there's a good reason for this admirable quality. Swift Laboratories always have strict control over the materials and methods that produce All Sweet. The finest, purest vegetable oils are combined with freshly cultured, pasteurized skim milk. And all this is done with such skill, such precision, that each batch of All Sweet is the same as the one before. That's why with All Sweet you have the same ease of spreading, the same ease of coloring, always. And most important, the delicate, natural flavor of All Sweet is as dependable as its high energy value. Yes, when you want a margarine that's always good, get All Sweet. The margarine with the delicate, natural flavor.
Now, Agatha, dear, I think this whole thing's ridiculous. Just because Peggy mentioned making a traveling dress and asked for a traveling bag, there's no reason for us to become suspicious and follow her downtown like a pack of detectives. It's a coincidence. That's what it is. Coincidence.
Oh, yeah? Well, how about Richard bellowing like a moon calf? Peggy! And Peggy's remark about spring and that Richard deer. Them are coincidence, too, I suppose. Oh,
Louis could be right, Mortimer. Besides, we're not hurting Peggy by following her. She doesn't know we're doing it.
Right. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of regret. Or something.
All right. We'll continue to follow Peggy and Richard, but I tell you, I don't like it. It makes me feel like a character in a Dick Powell movie.
You should only look like Dick Powell. And I should only get on the trail of some of them clacky tomatoes that he's always following.
Wait. Look.
Huh?
Peggy and Richard have stopped in front of Tillman's jewelry store.
They're looking at wedding rings.
Oh,
I can tell the symptoms. Spring always makes guys silly, except intelligent guys like me.
It's all right, Louis. Stop congratulating yourself. We all know you're the perfect type for you.
Oh, Mortimer, Louis must be right. I remember Tillman's has a display of engagement and wedding rings in their window this week.
Well, now, dear, don't jump at conclusions.
Jump at conclusions? Mortimer, me, how can you say that when Peggy and Richard are standing there looking at those rings? I can just hear Peggy saying, I don't care how small the ring is, Richard.
But to a real woman, it doesn't matter how small the ring is. It's the sentiment that counts. Don't you think so?
Huh? Oh, sure. Sure, Peggy. I hadn't thought about it, but you're right. Sentiment is great stuff. Great stuff.
Well, shall we go in?
Oh, gosh, Peggy. I feel funny about it. Couldn't you go in and sort of sound them out, and then I could wait
Richard,
out here?
Richard, this is a joint enterprise. We're both going in together. Now, relax. And let me do the talking. How a woman is always better at things like this.
I thought they'd never come out of the jewelry store. I'm exhausted.
Yeah, but, dear, they did come out, and I didn't see either of them carrying any packages.
Marty, don't be a schmo. How big a package do you think a ring goes into anyway? Besides, how do you know they didn't order one to be engraved with their initials?
Oh, I can't stand it. My little baby doing a thing like this and not telling us about it. We were so very close. I thought...
Oh, now, dear, you mustn't do that. Now, we could be wrong, you know.
Oh, sure. We could be very wrong. Especially since Peggy and Richard went right from Tillman's jewelry store to Daniel's furniture store. Oh, yes. Boys and girls always go into furniture stores because they're tired of walking around.
Louis's right, Mortimer. This must be serious. And they're so young. I can just hear Peggy saying, but Richard, two people don't need a lot of furniture when they start. Just the barest. Oh,
I don't know more expensive nowadays. But two people don't need a lot of furniture when they start. Just the bare essentials. Don't you think so, Richard?
Huh? Oh, sure. Sure, Peggy. Just the bare essentials. Don't you think it's terribly hot in here?
Well?
I do. I think I'll go out and get a breath of air. You talk to Mr. Daniels, and if you need...
We'll both talk to Mr. Daniels. After all, this is...
I know. A joint enterprise. Okay, Peggy, but you do the talking. I'll give you moral support.
Me, I can't stand it. Why don't they come out of that furniture store?
Relax, sis, relax. It takes time to pick out a whole house full of furniture.
Oh, no.
Joy. Oh. Now, will you please keep still?
Yeah, but I only said...
You said more than enough already today. Oh. Now, Agatha, dear, look, I want you to listen to me and do as I say.
Yes, Mortimer.
Now, I want you to go home and lie down and forget all about this expedition. I'll stay right here and wait.
Right, yeah, you go home, Aggie. Morty and me, we'll stay right here.
Louie... Agatha needs you at home.
Yeah, but Morty...
And you need the rest, too, Louie. I mean, after all, you've been under a strain, too.
Hey, you got something there. Besides, I feel kind of faint.
Mm-hmm.
A snack and a rest. That's for me. Come on, sis. Yeah, I'll take you home and take care of you.
All right, Louie.
And you can take care of a snack for me. After all, we got to stick together in this crisis, don't we, sis?
That wasn't so bad, was it, Richard?
Now that it's over with. Gee, you sure have nerve, Peggy.
Oh, I don't know. Confidence, maybe.
Yeah, that's it. Confidence. You know, I think I'm going to have confidence. And then something happens. Right at the crucial moment. And where my confidence was, there's nothing. Just empty nothing.
Oh, well, you'll learn. Men always do. Oh, my. Look where we are, in front of Green's drugstore.
Gosh, we are, aren't we? Peg?
Yes?
I'm a little short of my allowance this week. Could you lend me a dime so I could invite you into Green's for a super-duper Sunday?
My gracious, I'm certainly spending enough time in Green's drugstore. My feet are beginning to hurt. At least I know they're just having ice cream there. I wonder if Louis could have been right. Yeah, nonsense. When has he ever been right? Oh, Peggy's too level-headed to do anything he'd like. Still, you do read about elopements in the papers. Being a parent is certainly difficult sometimes. Whew, it's starting to get warm. Yes, I think I'll take off my hat. Yeah, that's better.
Oh, you poor, poor man. Buy yourself a cup of coffee and be sure you get the drip variety.
What?
Drip. Drip. Oh, my. Sounds like rain, doesn't it?
Yes. My gracious, Dr. Furmish.
Yes.
You dropped 2 nickels into my hat.
Oh. Yes. Well, take a friend along.
Yeah. Look, Dr. Furmish.
Yes.
I'm Mortimer Meek.
Oh, there. You needn't tell me your name. I'm not the prying kind. When a man is down on his luck, names mean nothing.
But, Dr. Furmish, I am not a beggar.
Oh, I beg your pardon. Then I'll be one. If you'll just tilt your hat into my hand. There we are. Thank you. I'll buy myself a cup of coffee. Thank you. Very generous, I'm sure. I must be off.
Hey, well, wait. I'm Peggy's father.
Oh, of course. For a moment, I mistook you for her mother.
What?
You don't really look alike, though. Mrs. Meek's much taller.
Yes, sir. Now, look, please, Dr. Furman.
Yes.
Look, do you know Richard Martin?
Richard Martin?
Uh-huh.
The old Indian fighter? Wonder why he doesn't ever fight young Indians anymore. Richard, of course. He's a boy, isn't he?
Yes. Well, how do you know?
Why, because he goes with a girl named Peggy.
Oh, for goodness.
Peggy, yes.
Peggy?
You wouldn't know her. No. Richard and Peggy. Ah, how beautiful. One might as well say Romeo and Juliet. Anthony and Cleopatra. Abbott and Costello. Balaban and Cat. Fair and Warmer.
Yes.
There's something wrong there.
Yes. Look, doctor. Do you mean my daughter and Richard are...
They're working on a, shall we say, a joint enterprise?
Oh, my gracious, a joint enterprise.
They have the makings of a magnificent partnership, a winning team.
Partnership.
Our happy, carefree youth, going hand in hand toward the future, with ideas in common, common interests, striving toward a common goal.
Common goal.
Sounds terribly common, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I must be off. Now, let me see, where was I headed? Coffee, Brazil. Brazil, South America. South America, the Andes, mountains, peace. Aha, I have it.
Huh?
I was on my way to the barber shop to get a haircut.
Oh, goodness sake. How do you know?
How did I figure it out?
Yes.
It says so right here in my notebook.
Oh, for goodness.
Well, it's been frightening, but enlightening, Mr. Meek.
Hello.
Even that Dr. Furmish knows about the romance. And I wonder why parents are always the last to know. Goodness, I wish he'd come out of Green's drugstore. Still, the whole thing could have been a mistake, couldn't it? Well, yes, it could, Mortimer. Well, that's what I say. Oh, quiet. You're talking to yourself like Dr. Furmish. Ah. Oh, here they come. Yes, Peggy's holding his arm. Well, probably had too much ice cream. Sure, that's it. Had too much ice cream. Oh, hey, they're stopping again. I wonder what store that is. I'll just tiptoe over where I can get a good look. Probably just window shopping. Young people with nothing to do, innocent fun and all. Now I'm where I can read the sign. It says, oh, no! Cuddle and Coo Baby Shop, everything for the baby. And they're going in there. Oh, my gracious, and I'm so young to be a grandfather.
Hello, may I come in? Oh, hello, Louie.
Hmm? Oh, it's you, Mr. Weigel.
Yeah.
Come on in. Have a pickle. Pick a lot. Take two.
Well, I see this spring weather hasn't affected your appetite any, Louie.
Oh, this here ain't for me, Mr. Weigel. Sis is feeling so low, I'm building her up a little snack. A snack to pepper up. Now, where was I? Sardines and horseradish. A layer of salami and cheese. Now, some ketchup. Say, Weigel, turn over them two eggs there, will you, on the fire? I got to put them on next.
Oh, Louie, for goodness sakes, I thought you were trying to build your sister up, not kill her.
Huh?
Look, Louie, why don't you just give Mrs. Meek a piece of toast spread with all sweet margarine and a cup of tea?
No, that bird food, it won't do her no good.
Oh, no? Listen, Louie, do you know that all sweet spread on a piece of toast not only makes it wonderfully delicious, but it actually doubles the food energy of the bread. And what's more, it adds important amounts of vitamin A to the diet.
A?
Yes, A.
Oh.
Every pound of all sweet contains 15,000 units of vitamin A. And besides, I think Mrs. Meek will enjoy all sweet's delicate natural flavor a great deal more than that whatever that is.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Hey, that's great. I could use a little snack myself. Say, Mr. Weigel.
Yes, Louie?
The toaster's in the pantry by the bedbox. And the all sweet's in the refrigerator. I'd say, Aggie likes lemon with her tea.
Okay, Louie. You go right ahead and build yourself up. I'll take care of Mrs. Meek.
Now, let me see. Two eggs, a little peanut butter. I better put some jelly on the side. And a few more pickles.
Ah, oh, my. That's what I call a really exciting and gratifying morning. Don't you, Richard?
Huh? Oh, sure. Real exciting and gratifying, like you said. Well, I guess we've done about everything on the list, huh? And now,
Richard Martin, have you forgotten my father?
Your father? Oh, gosh, Peg. You know how I feel about asking your father.
I know, and I also know that no one ever heard of a girl asking her own father.
But, Peg...
Besides, how would you feel about it if the positions were reversed? Would you like to ask your own father?
My father? Me ask him? With his temper? Oh, golly, don't even suggest it. My father take my head right off my shoulders. Ooh. That's probably just what'll happen when I ask your father.
But, Richard, dear, this is for us. Oh, isn't it glorious to be just alive on a day like this?
Sure, and I'd like to stay alive.
Oh, stop being a worrywart. Daddy won't bite you. He's a very understanding parent. And don't forget, he was young once, too.
He was? Gosh. It sure is hard to visualize parents as ever being young. Well, I guess we might as well get over to your house, and I might as well get up my courage to ask your father.
Okay, but don't act so doleful. After all, when you're going to ask something as important to us as this, you've got to be cheerful. If you're cheerful, Daddy will be cheerful. Now, come on.
Okay, Peggy, I'm cheerful. See? I'm cheerful as anything.
So that's where they went. And you was the one who was telling me it was all childish innocence.
Louie, please, keep your voice down. You'll wake Agatha up. And I'd like to sort of figure this thing out before she gets up from her nap.
Well, you'd better turn into a lightning calculator, Morty. Peggy and Richard are just coming up the walk right now.
What? Oh, my gracious, and I'm not prepared yet. Louis, what will I say to them?
Why, my advice to you is not to say anything. You let them do the talking.
Huh?
Just you keep shaking your head from side to side.
Like this?
Uh-huh. Sadly. Yeah, but sure you don't wag it up and down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you need me, I'll be standing by, next to the ice box.
Yes, with your arm in it up to your shoulders. Oh, my gracious, what a pickle to be in. Oh, well, anything can be explained if everybody's rational. Well, of course, that's it. Just be rational. It used to... Oh, but can people be rational when you're young and it's spring?
Hello! I'm home! And Richard's with me!
Peggy, please. Your mother's taking a nap.
Oh, I'm sorry, Daddy. I didn't know. But say hello to Daddy, Richard.
Oh, hello, Daddy. Mr. Meeks.
Hello, Richard. You've been out walking?
Oh, yes, sir. We've been walking and stopping. And then walking some more.
Oh, it's been just a glorious morning, Daddy. We've had more fun and excitement, haven't we, Richard?
Huh? Oh, sure. Fun.
Yes, and excitement at the stop.
Well, I guess I'll run upstairs and freshen up a bit and leave you two men to talk things over.
Oh, gosh, Peg. Don't you think it would be easier if we all three talk things over?
Yes, dear. Perhaps all three of us should talk.
Nonsense. Richard already knows how I feel about what he's going to ask you, Daddy. Well, see you later. Good luck, Richard, dear.
Well, here we are, Mr. Meeks.
Yes, here we are. Won't you sit down, son?
No, thanks, sir. I like to stand.
Wouldn't you like something? Coke, perhaps?
Oh, no, thanks. I'm in training. Baseball and track, you know.
Yeah, well, at least wouldn't you like to take your hat off?
Oh, no, thanks. Excuse me, Mr. Meek. I guess I was so nervous I forgot. You see, Mr. Meek, I have a very important question to ask you.
Just a minute, my boy. Just a minute. Before you ask me anything, I'd like to ask you something. Richard... Have you ever given a really serious thought to the future? Your future?
Oh, sure, Mr. Meek. When football season is over, I start thinking about basketball season. And when basketball season is over...
Excuse me, but I don't think you quite understand what I'm driving at. Richard, have you thought as far ahead as, let's say 5 years? Now, boy, tell me exactly what you'd like to be 5 years from now.
5 years from now.
Yes, 5 years from now. 5 football seasons, 5 basketball seasons, 5 years, and so forth.
Mr. Meek, I've got it.
Well?
5 years from now, I'd like to be All-American halfback and grown up, naturally.
Huh?
Boy, I'm certainly grateful to you for getting me thinking about the future, Mr. Meek.
Richard.
Yes, Mr. Meek? Anything else I can answer for you?
My boy, I may seem old to you.
Well, my pop seems younger, but my granddad seems older.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. But as I said, I may seem old to you, but I do understand how young people feel.
You do?
I do. I was young once myself. Impetuous, daring, reckless.
You, Mr. Meek?
Look, Richard, about you and Peggy.
Oh, isn't she wonderful, Mr. Meek? Boy.
Now, look, I'm not talking about Peggy alone. I'm talking about the two of you.
Oh, gosh. Thanks. You're sure making it easier. You see...
Now, wait. I haven't finished.
Oh, you haven't?
No. I'm going to talk to you as man to man. Now, of course, I know you and Peggy are very fond of each other.
Gosh, she's wonderful. And so aggressive. Boy, when she makes up her mind to something, there's no stopping her. Like about this thing. Gosh, she had me agreeing to everything before I knew what was happening.
Yes, Peggy's a lot like her mother.
And then when we got started on this thing, I found out she was right.
Always seemed right to me, too, when Agatha pointed out.
I couldn't stand it anymore. I've been listening at the keyhole. Practically sprained my neck. Now you let me handle this, Morty. Richard, look me straight in the eye.
Yes, sir, Uncle Louie. You've got a little ketchup on your right cheek, sir.
Yes, where? Oh, that ain't ketchup. That's chili sauce. I just had a little snack. Now, wait a minute. Don't try to change the subject. Richard, we know all about Peggy and you.
You do?
Yeah.
Hey, that's swell.
Now, wait a minute. Not so fast. You can't do nothing without Morty's consent. He's got to agree to it first.
Oh, I know, sir. And that's where we were having this heart-to-heart talk. Man to man. Only I didn't get a chance to ask him yet.
I know, and you're not going to get a chance.
But Uncle Louie, Peggy expects me to ask her
for it. Well, she's going to be disappointed. If you think for 1 minute that Morty's going to agree...
Now, just a minute, Louie.
You two young squirts getting hitched, you got another thing coming.
Oh, but Peggy and I... getting hitched?
Yes.
You mean getting married? Peggy? Me? Married? Peggy! Come here, Peggy!
Now, wait a minute. Calling Peggy ain't going to help you one bit. We three men are going to settle everything right here and right now.
Oh, but Uncle Louie...
Oh, Richard, you're as white as a sheet.
Gosh, you would be too if you knew what was going on.
You mean Daddy turned you down? Oh, Daddy, how could you?
But, daughter, you don't...
He couldn't because he had me backing him up, that's why. I'm a man of the world, and I know certain things, and you listen to me.
But, Uncle Louie, you have nothing to say about this.
Oh, I don't I? Well, don't forget, young lady, that I am your uncle.
Oh, I should think that you'd all have a little more consideration about... Peggy, darling. Oh, my little baby.
But, Mother, what is all
my
this?
My little girl. Oh, you.
Gosh, Mrs. Meek.
To think that I trusted you, believed you were a fine, honorable young man. To think
Peggy,
that I...
They think we're going to get married.
Oh, and that explains... Get married? You mean married?
Uh-huh. To each other.
Oh. Well, I should think so. Going around shopping for wedding rings and furniture and looking at baby things.
Baby things? Oh, no.
No, Agatha, please.
Leave me handle it, Morty.
Oh, shut up and be quiet.
Oh, what?
Sit down. Now, sit down, dear. You too, Peggy.
I'm already sitting. I don't think I'll ever be able to get up.
Richard?
Yes, Peggy?
Ask Father the question you came here to ask him.
Do I have to after all this?
Ask him?
Gosh.
Richard, either you ask Daddy and straighten this out or I will marry you.
Gosh, Peggy. Mr. Meek, Peggy and I are engaged in a joint enterprise.
And Dr. Fermi's show.
We've been to Tillman's Jewelry Store and Daniel's Furniture Store and the Cuddle and Coo Baby Shop.
Cuddle and Coo Baby Shop?
And we got advertisements for the school annual yearbook.
Yearbook?
And Richard was to ask you for an ad from Barker and Company.
Oh, what? Barker and Company?
And that's all there is to it.
Excuse me, folks. I just remembered an important deal. Gotta run.
Yes. Peggy, Richard, can you forgive us?
Oh, gosh, Daddy, sure.
Gosh, Mr. Meek, gladly. Much obliged.
Well, I don't know what... Well, Agatha, everything's all right. Why are you crying now?
Oh, Lord. I'm so happy.
Yes.
I hope you've planned a springtime party. You know, a gay, informal party with fresh field flowers, dainty pastel table linen, and light, delicate food that will really tempt those lagging appetites. And you know, that's where All-Sweet Margarine comes in. For All-Sweet is the margarine with the natural, delicate flavor. For instance, fat mushrooms or tender new asparagus or savory chunks of tuna fish. All these delicately flavored foods are enhanced when dressed up with equally delicate All-Sweet. For a perfect party fare, try tuna fish, served in a creamy all-sweet sauce with little green peas and bright red tomatoes. Have that creamed tuna hot and steaming. Ladle it generously over crisp toast strips and top with slivers of almonds. Sounds wonderful, doesn't it? And you know it tastes wonderful, too, thanks to all-sweet. Yes, any food tastes better for having the golden goodness, the rich, nourishing goodness of all-sweet added to it. When you shop, remember all-sweet. The margarine with the delicate, natural flavor. Meet the Meek, starring Horace Lewis and Burl Vaughn, is written and directed by Les Weinrod. Be sure to join us over these same stations next Saturday when All Sweet, the margarine with the delicate, natural flavor, again invite you to Meet the Meek. This is John Weigel speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.